I'm Ray Hageman, and this is the Wyoming Outdoorsman. A black bear is euthanized after receiving too many food rewards from the public. Stay tuned. Sheridan Region Game and Fish personnel are asking area residents to secure attractants after responding to multiple bear conflicts. A 4-year-old male black bear was trapped on Brenton Road in Bighorn on the morning of July 10th. Because it was frequenting residential areas and had received repeated food rewards, the Game and Fish personnel made the decision to lethally remove the bear. On July 7th, the caller reported seeing residential garbage cans tipped over in the vicinity of the Bighorn Women's Club. A second caller that day reported a bear accessing his garbage the previous night. A trap was placed but was unsuccessful when checked. The next day, a caller reported she saw a black bear near her fire pit. She said her garbage had been overturned for 2 or 3 nights prior. Game and Fish personnel confirmed the bear had been in the area for 3 or 4 days and received food rewards at least 2 or 3 of those days. A trap was placed on the caller's property, but it too was unsuccessful. They spoke with residents along Brenton Road and confirmed additional locations where the bear had accessed garbage. A second trap was placed at a location on Brenton Road. On the morning of July 10th, the bear was captured. Due to its continued presence in residential areas and several days of food rewards, the bear was euthanized rather than relocated. Relocation is more successful when a bear has had limited time to get human-provided attractants, making it important for residents to call Game and Fish as soon as the conflict occurs. Sheridan Region Wildlife Specialist Brady Roberts says we attempted to contact homeowners where we saw garbage cans left out. He says we spoke with homeowners who were home or left door hangers asking the trash and other attractants be secured. Unfortunately, he says there was still an abundance of trash that encouraged the bear to stick around the area. There are many items that can attract bears, such as bird feeders, pet and livestock feed, barbecue grills, and others. But he says in this situation, accessible garbage was the primary conflict that was observed. Garbage should be kept inside a garage, shed, or other hard-sided structure until the morning of scheduled pickup. He says instead, bungee cords and ratchet straps on tops of lids or rocks on lids and other effective measures were being used. That hardly keeps bears from accessing trash. The public is encouraged to visit the BearWise webpage on the Game and Fish website for tips and information on living and recreating in bear country. This has been the Wyoming Outdoorsman, programmed by the Wyoming Game and Fish. Thanks for listening. I'm Ray Hageman.